This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let's talk about some self-storage algorithmic pricing strategies. We've talked about that before, but let's talk about it again in light of new information. And I also, as I'm recording this, October 2024, we've had two hurricanes in a row. I want to talk about pricing strategies during natural disasters. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. Houses the training that I offer. There's a lot of free training there. There's also courses like the on-demand self-storage boot camp, which is designed to take you from wherever you are right now all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. So I want to talk about pricing strategies and a couple of items that are relevant during the natural disasters. Again, as I record this, we've had two hurricanes in the past week and a half. And as you can see, as the climate changes, the hurricanes are not only affecting the areas where they make landfall, they can go hundreds of miles inland. The eye of the hurricane never got anywhere close to Asheville, North Carolina, but you can see what happened there. So we're going to talk about pricing during these times. But before I do, let's just talk about dynamic pricing, algorithmic self-storage pricing. So I've talked many times about dynamic pricing, algorithmic pricing. I'm not going to go into it right now. I can hear a collective sigh of relief out there. But I have been saying that if not managed by the industry or the owners, this bizarre pricing that can sometimes occur with this algorithmic pricing, if we don't manage it, then regulations are going to step in and manage it. And no one wants to see that. State by state, regulations have stepped in and managed our late fees in our industry. In most everywhere you go in the country, late fees are now defined, and you can't go over them. But just to give you a little bit of an example of what I'm talking about, here is a screenshot of a facility from 2 days ago, where I actually am renting a unit. I rent units in various markets to see what's going on in those markets, see how the projects are run. Here's one in a market. Look at this pricing. This is climate control. You can see that the 10 by 10s are, quote, usually $141, but they're going for $79. So if I was underwriting this, for example, I would probably underwrite it in the $140 range. And then in the first year or so, as I'm leasing up, I might offer discounts. I don't think I would offer that steep a discount. But here's the deal. For that unit, I'm paying $180. I'm not paying $140. I'm paying $180. Now, when I moved in, it was close to what they're offering, but it has gone up in the last year and a half to 2 years. I'm debating whether I should send a partner in, release a 10 by 10 at 79, move out of this one, and again, see how fast the pricing goes up. Anyway, what I've been saying in the past episodes is I think there's going to be enough complaints that state by state, my thought was that state by state, regulations are going to set in about what you can have as a price increase in our industry because of abuse like this. I was surprised, not shocked, but surprised when a member in our inner circle, which is our, like our mastermind, it's a small group of us that meet together Fridays. By the way, it's open. We're looking for about 5 new people. There is a link in this text. If you're seeing this on Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, if you're looking at this on YouTube, there's a link to find out more about this group. But I was surprised when a member in our group posted about the DOJ filing suit against RealPages just over this algorithmic pricing strategy used by the self-storage industry. You will also find a link to the article that our member posted. Basically, from reading it pretty briefly, the argument I see that the DOJ on a federal level is filing is that RealPages, by having all of this data and sharing it with all of the owners who are subscribers, and everybody having access to what everyone else is charging and can see and organize their rates accordingly, then in effect, they're violating antitrust laws, that there's collusion going on because all these rates are being shared by all the owners. It's like de facto price fixing. At least from what I can read, that is like the main argument that the DOJ is coming at the industry with, or coming at RealPages with. It actually seems like a real stretch to me to use antitrust laws as a way to interrupt this algorithmic pricing strategy that so many of us use. But I bet in states, many states, enough complaints are rolling into the state's attorney general that pretty soon, state by state, they're going to be addressing it. Now, who knows where this DOJ case will go against RealPages, but it is a real shot, in my opinion, it's a real shot across the bow to our industry that we've got to really look and manage and get a lid on how we're using this algorithmic pricing strategies. I don't know that they will be successful against RealPages, but it really is a warning. However, I want you to picture something. I want you to picture that you're using algorithmic pricing strategies, and they're basically looking at what other people are charging, how full units are, and as the units get real full, automatically your prices go up. I want to picture that you have that. Now picture you're in North Carolina, or you're in South Carolina, or you're in Florida, and a hurricane comes through, and a natural disaster comes through, and it's algorithmic pricing all of a sudden, because everybody needs storage, takes your units from $120 to $180. Is that a stretch in your mind that that could happen? Well, let's talk about what's going on state by state in that area. So in Kentucky, for example, where I live, if an emergency has been declared, it is illegal to raise your prices more than 10%. During a state of emergency. Offenders could face up to a $25,000 violation fee. What if I didn't know that and my pricing just went from $120 to $180? In North Carolina, effective September 25th, look at this. It's unlawful to rent or sell or offer to rent or sell a commodity, and self-storage is considered a commodity, at an unconscionable price. Violators will face a fine up to $1,000 per violation, according to the Attorney General. And that's in place for 15 days after a disaster has been declared. I don't know what unconscionable is, but I'm sure going from $120 to $180 could be considered that. In Virginia, there's the Anti-Pricing Gouge Act. It prevents providers of services from gouging, raising prices during a disaster for 30 days after a natural disaster has hit or a state of emergency has been declared. Florida, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Georgia, many states have these laws that are in effect that regulate pricing during disasters. And with the way what's going on with the climate, we're going to be having a lot more of them. Now, a lot of people will offer their storage for free during disasters or reduce the rent. But if you've got algorithmic pricing and you're not paying much attention, it could really go up. So just know where you own property, what the state laws are in states of emergency and natural disasters, and act accordingly. Now, almost all these states I have named are, quote, red states, you know, business friendly states. Imagine how much fun an attorney general could have in a non-red state with an owner in our industry who just raises prices during disasters because demand is up. In my opinion, and it's just my opinion, I feel these pricing strategies that are so prevalent throughout our industry now are going to turn many customers against, in a way, from our industry. I think in the long run, it's going to hurt us more than help us. I actually, in the past and now and in the future, am going to position myself marketing-wise is different from everybody else because I'm not using that right now. In fact, I've pulled many people away using social media ads, not Google, but social media ads, who are already in facilities that have algorithmic pricing, and I can target them fairly effectively. And I will tell them that if they're tired of their price increases, move into our facility. I'll lock your rent in for 6 months or a year, depending on what market I'm in. And it's been effective at times, real effective at pulling people out. And if people don't want to move because they're sticky, hell, I'll rent a truck and hire a crew and move them myself. Because I know the average length of stay of a customer in our facilities. And it's well worth the cost of moving them if I have to. My biggest fear is that it's algorithmic pricing strategy for the self-storage industry is going to create regulations in our industry, and none of us want to see our industry more regulated. So as an industry and as an owners, we need to get our eyes off the immediate profit this month, this quarter, by using this strategy and look at the long-term effect it's going to have on our industry. Just my thoughts today in October 2024. Thanks for letting me share with you. And I look forward to being with you next week. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. And I really invite you, if you feel like you're out there on your own, on your self-storage journey, trying to figure a lot of this stuff out, check out that link to the Inner Circle. No one knows, other than somebody else on the storage journey, what we're really going through. This group has been phenomenal at supporting me and supporting each other as we grow our self-storage business. I look forward to being with you next week, and I'll see you then.